You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Gary Joyner is with us once again this morning, and this week he visits a historian's dream, a town lost in time.
Nestled in the piney woods of East Texas along the Big Cypress Bayou is an anachronism. It's called Jefferson, Texas, a town of about 2,300 people that's like a time machine. It's a historian's laboratory and delight. Try to name another place where you can see a steamboat turnaround basin, a railroad bridge from the same era, and a hotel where two presidents, a railroad robber baron, and Oscar Wilde all stayed. This is a place where the stores haven't changed much since the turn of the century. The 20th century, that is, except for some welcomed air conditioning and electric fans. It's a place where one of the few Carnegie libraries is still used for its original purpose. In Jefferson, you'll still see brick streets, and you might also see a row of Harley motorcycles lined up in front of the town's historic hostelry, now operated by the Ladies of the Garden Club. Jefferson is probably the town in Texas with the most bed and breakfast accommodations per capita, and with more buildings on the National Register, or that other, more coveted designation, an official Texas Historical Building Medallion. Jefferson is not just a historian's delight, it is a great place to go to become immersed in history. The 1890 Federal Courthouse is now the Jefferson Historical Society's museum. Jam-packed on four floors are items from Jefferson's history, Texas history, and the history of the region. Lady Bird Johnson, wife of President Lyndon Baines Johnson of Texas, grew up in nearby Karnak, and one of her gowns is displayed in this museum. Another oddity is the first computer in the town, a $20,000 monstrosity donated by an accounting firm. There are toys, dolls, and dishes, but there are letters and maps, war artifacts, and historic newspaper articles, all pointing to the metropolitan nature of what appears to be just a small hideaway, a jewel in the woods. You can ride a replica of a late 1800 steam train. You can see one of the very few Confederate powder houses left standing. And you can take a cruise on Big Cypress Bayou into Caddo Lake, the original navigation channel into Jefferson and a lake that is considered an environmental treasure, thanks in good measure to area native and musician Don Henley. Why is Jefferson frozen in time? Two reasons. First, Henry Shreve removed the Great Raft, or the Big Log Jam, from the Red River, and that diverted water from that navigation channel back into the Red River. In other words, it left Jefferson almost high and dry, although the Big Cypress does still move sleepily by the town. The second reason, when the railroads were coming through, the railroad robber baron, Jay Gould, wanted to put the railroad through Jefferson. The citizens didn't want it, thinking it was too noisy. Jay Gould stayed at the Excelsior Hotel, and after a bad meeting with the local citizenry, he signed by his name on the hotel register, the end of Jefferson. Thank goodness he was wrong. By the way, the Excelsior is the historic hostelry I mentioned earlier. It was owned by Captain William Perry, who arrived with the first sternwheeler in 1844. It's just one of the many wonderful places to stay in historic Jefferson. With its old buildings, beautiful architecture, quaint shops, and loads of antiques, Jefferson reminds us of where we came from. Step back into history. Take the kids and let them see how life used to be. But don't all of you go at once. I don't want to compete with you for that front room with the porch swing. I'm Gary Joyner, and I'll see you in Jefferson, where history matters.
Dr. Gary Joyner is an associate professor of history at LSU Shreveport, and he'll be one of the featured speakers at the 3rd Annual Civil War Symposium this Saturday in historic Jefferson, Texas. Learn more on our area events page at redriverradio.org. Morning Edition continues now on Red River Radio.